Like just about any major city in the United States, the city of Tampa has its share of homeless people. But it also has people who are reaching out to help Tampa's homeless.
We're here because in the Quran, Allah SWT said, you know, feed the hungry. So that's our purpose here. That's all.
The students belong to Project Downtown, an organization that started about 2 years ago in Miami and now has branches in other U.S. cities. The Tampa members of Project Downtown say what motivated them was seeing people in need.
Project Downtown was started with a couple of groups, a couple of university students back in Miami, and people having gathering all money, the little money they have, saw that was a problem in the community, went out, bought a couple of sandwiches, went to the local city hall, and just started feeding.
The city of Tampa has almost 350,000 people. It is estimated that about 11,000 of these are homeless. That's about 3% of the population. For the students of Project Downtown, the religion of the people they are helping does not matter. What matters is that they are in need. Jill Marida is a member of Project Downtown.
We come up to them. We don't just give them food and walk away. We don't feed them like they're at the zoo. We make friends with them. We talk with them. We interact with them week after week after week. And we know stories about their family. We know when they're sick. We know, and we get to develop relationships with them.
How do you feel about them coming? Do you feel like they're...
Oh, we wait on them. We wait. We waited in the rain. Got caught in the rain.
I know. They got caught in the rain,
yes,
too.
Ma'am,
but they
appreciate
wanted to come
you.
Out today. That's wonderful.
Yes. We feel beautiful with them coming down.
As relationships develop, Jill says, the homeless gain a new understanding of Islam.
They say, we cannot believe how amazing the Muslims are. And it's acts like that, that not only are we serving, we do it for the sake of Allah and we're feeding them, but it's also, there's a bigger message being brought. And it's exposing a whole new realm of people to Islam, to not be afraid of us, to not have that stereotype of,
thank you, bro.
You know, that we're going to hurt them or anything.
Project Downtown is one of the several outreach efforts sponsored by the Muslim community of Florida. Its funding comes from other Muslim groups in the state, including the Tampa Bay Muslim Alliance. Dr. Hussein Nagamia, a cardiologist, is head of the alliance.
Our main idea is to feed the hungry, to clothe the poor, to address their needs, because these are homeless people. They don't have anywhere to go. So we give them conveyance. As I said, bicycles were given away. We conduct their tests, which they may never have a test in the whole year. So we detect disease for them and, you know, send them on to free clinics, etc.
In addition to helping the poor and teaching people about Islam, organizations like Project Downtown and the Tampa Bay Muslim Alliance hope to achieve another goal, showing their fellow Americans that, in the words of Dr. Nagamia, the vast majority of American Muslims are good citizens who make positive contributions to the United States. Imran Siddiqui, Urdu VOA, Tampa, Florida.